Yes, sir.
What have you been up to?
Same old shit, man.
Yeah?
Working for the city.
Working man, huh?
Been thinking about getting back in school, though, man.
Back in JC or something like that?
Yeah, man. I mean, that's where all the girls are, right?
Stay up.
But on the other hand, man, I just as soon keep working. Keep a little change in my pocket.
Yeah? Wait.
Rather than spend my time listening to some dipshit who doesn't know what the hell he's talking about anyway.
I know what you're talking about.
So you're a freshman, right?
Yeah.
So tell me, man, how's this year's crop of freshman chicks looking?
Well, you're gonna end up in jail sometime really soon, I know that. Fact.
No, man. Yeah. No, man, I'll tell you. Yeah. That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
Yes, they do. God.
Yes, they do.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio, with the pretty loyal co-host gang. We got Joel Goldstein and Veronica Johnson.
Hello.
What's up?
All right. You can listen to us every Saturday live at www.fcac.org/WEBR, 3 p.m. Eastern. And if you're lazy about it and you just want the podcast, you can find that too at www.inpapasbasement.com. Veronica?
Yes.
Show has begun. I'm going to have to insist on no texting, or I will take away your cell phone for the duration.
I haven't texted yet today. What are you talking about?
I see you type. I feel like my friends who bitch about my texting all the time.
Hold
it
on.
It really is rather rude. Are you come? Okay, cough it up. Bring it over here.
So the black one's the texting one, and the white one's for her lovers.
I don't know. She has two phones.
Yes.
We were introduced to this concept. Yeah. Well, we got a couple things to talk about on the show today. I think first and foremost, if you were listening last week, we discussed we're going to kind of have like a show's night out. I mean, outside of the show, we talk a little on Facebook here and there, but, you know, I'm a little asocial. I just like to sit in my room and watch Netflix and
look at
porn.
You do. We can work on that with you.
But if I spent myself out in the world, then what would I have to bring here? For 60 minutes.
Interesting stories of meeting new people.
Yeah.
Maybe a girlfriend.
Oh, we've got some girlfriend type stuff to dissect later. We're going to, well, you know, someone I've kind of been
sexy.
Seeing.
Sounds
hey.
Sexy.
There is intercourse of sorts involved.
Oh, my God.
What?
Way to throw that word out there.
Intercourse. It's PG.
Intercourse.
Yeah. I think you can throw that word into a Disney movie.
I didn't realize it was
so red band. Yeah. So I'm going to talk about the show's night out, you know, our behavior, the people we met. Might have met Veronica's cute little cousin, Kim. We'll have to get it. She's staring daggers at me from
no,
across
not.
The town. Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, we met Kim, Joel, and I. We behaved ourselves for the most part.
We were quite the gentleman.
Thank you.
You were.
And after we sort through all that, a couple news items I found more interesting than the rest. You guys heard the Artie Lang suicide attempt, or?
Of course.
Okay. Veronica's making
what?
Artie Lang, the fat comedian who has been on Stern for years now.
Okay, blank stare. I don't listen to Stern.
Okay. That's perfectly fine.
He's been on TV and movies, though, but I'm trying to think of which, and I can't.
Mad TV is his big claim to fame.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay. Sorry. And the engagement of Katy Perry and Russell, is it Brand?
Oh,
Band?
That guy is weird.
He's kind of funny,
gross.
Though.
My mom expressed that if she were in her prime, she probably would have done Russell. That
I would not touch that with somebody else's body.
I mean, he might have the magic stick for all you know.
I don't care. Look at his face.
I think he's got good game.
He's like tall and he's lanky and he looks greasy. I want to scrub him with a scrub brush.
I think they're a good couple, though.
Okay, look at him and then look at the type that you always see me with. It's just not there.
You like your boys muscled and cleaned up.
Yes.
Yeah, just kind of like
squared away,
tall. Yeah, like G.I. Joe come to life. That's how I always think about it.
Actually, not so much anymore. I like the preps now.
Okay, but it's G.I. Joe in a suit instead of his fatigues.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, I mean, it's Christ almighty. That's like me saying I'm not into strippers because she's in a nurse outfit now. I like nurses. It's the same ass, just a different package. And last but not least, I guess we'll get to a little football. I love these 2 weeks of the year where it's just four playoff games that all rule, but I get so goddamn sad, too.
I mean, this is the best time of the year because this is building up to what I consider my personal Christmas, which is the Super Bowl. It is the best day of the year.
I'm gonna come back at you. I hate the Super Bowl. It brings too many people that don't know a goddamn thing about football.
Who cares?
You have to explain what a first down is.
You guys are driving me freaking crazy with this bull.
You know what? After the football season, why don't we spend the last 5 minutes of each show talking about shoes?
That would be totally okay with me.
I just got a new pair of Louboutins.
I did get new shoes last week, guys.
I love that red sole. It makes me feel like Samantha.
Oh, God.
Beautiful.
Okay, that's all I got.
See, this is the equivalent of video games and Magic the Gathering.
No,
tonight.
Okay, can we have one show where we do not say the word or the phrase Magic the Gathering,
well,
please?
I didn't say it!
I bring it up just to get on John, because I can.
Do you want to get on me?
I do. You have no idea.
Do you guys want alone time? I told you, you could do a boys show. I could... occupy myself.
I didn't realize the boys show meant intercourse. No. We're going to talk. Last week on air... These two corralled me into going out. Mm-hmm. I'd much rather go home and eat junk food and watch Netflix streaming. That's just, I love to sit my laptop on my nuts and, you know, roast any kind of sperm that would allow me to reproduce whatsoever with the laptop heat and just watch movie after movie. But they made me go out, and so we went out to, Veronica, you picked the venue. I believe it was Jackson's.
I do favor Jackson's.
You like Jackson's, which I've been there once before for Veronica's birthday. Mm-hmm. This is my second trip to Jackson's, and both times it's been about the same crowd. This is Jackson's in Reston Town Center.
Yeah, you know, I was there last night, and I'm kind of over the crowd. I don't really like the crowd there anymore.
Well, it's not...
It's like Cougars meets Toolville. Yeah.
It's not overly attractive, first of all. It's not...
The guys, I think, are cute. The women, though, it's like... They're all preying on the younger men.
One thing if I'm looking at a lot of, like, successful 28-year-old chicks in Arlington that I'll never bag because I don't have a good job and all that stuff. It's another if I don't even have anything to look at to fill the spank tank for later. I mean, there's nothing there. It's just there was a cougar that looked like a troll doll. You can confirm this. She was hitting on everything. And I don't even like using the word cougar.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about her.
Well, cougar entails something you'd want to F. Even if it's leathery and spotted, you'd still do it once. This is like, I don't know how drunk you'd have to be to fall on top of this whore, but she had like really like dark, almost purple wine-stained teeth. Now, she confronted, you said...
In the bathroom. She asked if we had any teeth whitener on us.
That's not something...
And I was like, not right now. Sorry.
That's not something girls take around at all, right?
Nope.
Yeah.
That is why I don't drink red wine at bars.
Really?
I never. And I don't particularly like white wine, but I'll drink it over red because I don't want purple teeth.
Drink wine, period, but that's because I have a penis.
I drink wine, but not at bars in like a social setting, and I never really thought about that. That's interesting.
What, that it stains the hell out of your teeth?
Yeah.
As does coffee and blueberries. Any of that crap really gets in there.
Well, red wine makes them look particularly purple as you're drinking it. I don't think coffee's that bad. But I went out to an event with a coworker once, and she was just enjoying her red wine that night. And she wasn't drunk, but she
looked
really
sloppy. It looked like a jackass
sloppy.
Kid eating popsicles.
I mean, you just look sloppy when you've got purple teeth. It looks like
you've Kool-Aid
been
mouth.
Drinking a bit.
Okay. Yeah. So there was that drunken slop pile who kind of greeted me as I walked in. God damn it, Veronica, are you on the cell phone again?
No,
she's not this time.
I want the hands like behind your head or something.
I was pulling my pant leg up. Jeez.
I want your hands behind your head. Wait. Like a man getting a BJ.
Are you showing off the leg?
Okay. Both cell phones are in front of you. I apologize. So Joel and I show up first, and I am introduced to Kim.
Yes.
Veronica's delightful little, shall I say, nubile?
Nubile.
Nubile.
No. John.
The cousin Kim.
Can I text her and tell her to listen to this?
You get a 15-second break to do that.
All right.
So,
I'm texting her right now.
Joel, you're more social than me. You go out, you talk to people, you act human.
This is true.
You can't do, you know, I see Kim. She's cute.
We
chat a little bit. There's not much chatting you can do with Kim in any kind of pickup nature, right? She's
nope.
Veronica's cousin.
And I would kill you.
Total C block. There's no no means for that to happen.
Yeah, God, what do they call it? They call it a fool's mate in chess, I think is the term. Like, you think you're going to win, but you just screwed yourself, and you've actually lost.
Or we could take Jersey Shore and call Veronica the grenade.
The grenade.
Excuse me? I don't watch Jersey Shore, so please don't reference it.
I've heard the grenade thing before Jersey Shore, but I'm glad they
popularized it. Dude, it's my cousin. You think
it.
I'm going to, like, sacrifice her to you two schmucks? Give me a break.
Well, she's cute. She falls more in the wheelhouse of Joel and I. How would you describe Kim? Because I think you have a better way with words.
Thanks. I mean, she's cute, brunette.
I'll kill you.
Cute face, good body, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely.
They're walking on eggshells now.
Definitely,
I wish you could see them.
Definitely somebody that in normal circumstances
in another
that I
life.
Would be attracted to and perhaps flirt with.
I would say Kim is how tall?
Ooh, I didn't really
5 feet.
Really?
Maybe?
She's tiny. Okay, so Kim's got a cute face, mm-hmm. and there's definitely she's a good dresser, smooth talker, had the rack going.
You paid attention to the clothes?
Yeah, I don't like a chick dressing worse than me. I dress.
I mean, if it stands out that bad, that's one thing. But
what's the number? I'm gonna have her call in.
She can call in at 703-560-TALK.
Wait, give me 1 second.
Okay.
We haven't given out the number in a few weeks.
Because I hate the callers.
Thank God.
We've established this many times. 703.
I hate him just as much as you do.
703-560-8255. That's 703-560-TALK. But, yeah, it was a weird night for me because there's not much to do. I talked to Veronica for 10 minutes, which I do on the air, which I can do via text any goddamn time. Joel showed up, talked to Joel for a bit. I like to save my Joel time for the air, too, both of you guys. And there was Kim, and we talked to Kim. And
it was fun. I thought I had a good time.
I had a great time because Kim took my side in the argument from last week, and that's all I care about.
What argument?
I remember this argument.
The etiquette of going number two when you first date
oh,
somebody.
Oh, God.
And she totally backed me up 100%, and that's why I fell in love with your cousin.
I was kind of shocked that a chick that young would even want to discuss that. But, yeah, she was all kinds of down with the man, like, setting up camp in the toilet
oh
first
my gosh.
Time.
That is disgusting.
I mean,
I'm with you.
I need to work on Kim a little bit.
No, instant
yeah,
love.
No.
Instant love.
We got to work on that.
I guess.
I'll talk to her about that one.
Okay. But now I got an etiquette question. Let's say, hypothetically, I had a pair of balls. And there were a lot of attractive women in this venue. Mm-hmm. Again, this is hypothetical because this was a den of pretty much nothing I'd want to stick.
I don't even know why we went there as opposed to Whitlow's. Whitlow's would have been the place to, if you guys are trying to be on the prowl.
You know, I don't know why either. I don't know why we made that. You know what? Because it was so, so, so cold out. And in order to get to Whitlow's, there's a couple blocks of walking.
Are you
thought,
crazy? You park in the free parking. It's like half a block.
No, it's like 2 blocks. I do it all the time.
Okay, okay.
I just didn't want to be outside walking.
All right, children of Arlington.
And what if they had a line? What if they had a cover?
No, cover I agree with.
I just thought Jackson's would be a little bit more low-key. We could talk without having to scream.
That's true.
Just a last-minute call.
I'll give you that.
Maybe not the best call, but whatever.
I was already in Arlington, so it was okay.
Oh.
What did the cover charge do?
You really frightened those nice Jews, young man.
I'm the same way. I'm not going to laugh.
Honestly, I'm not – unless it's something really worth my while in terms of like
the bar
scene. You
got balls charging a cover. That's how I feel.
I don't really want to pay a cover. It better.
I hate covers.
It better come with a reach around or something.
Yeah.
Because it's really
no,
not worth
it. You know what ticks me off is that the only bands that are ever playing in the state of Virginia are boring, lame 80s cover bands. Seriously?
I mean,
I am so sick
80s
of
and
80s 90s. Music. Give me a break.
If you're playing in a bar and I got to pay $5 to see you, you probably suck anyhow.
I do not
want to. And I probably don't want to pay my $5 to see you.
Exactly.
But, all right, hypothetically, there were attractive people, you know, and I had nuts and had game and could talk to them. Would it have been rude of me to just, like, abandon Veronica and Kim?
Not at all. Didn't you see us turn around and start talking to those guys?
Yeah, well, I was going to bring that up.
We're going to get into that next.
Star, oops, am I in trouble?
No, not really. I was just kind of,
okay.
As the night progressed, there was a dude kind of behind us, like a taller guy. And I felt we had, all of us had set our piece together. We'd set
yeah,
our highs.
We were, yeah.
And he, I guess, was trolling to bang one of you. Who was it? Was it you or Kim?
I think both.
Either or, yeah. He was looking to get some trim.
They were definitely circling.
Veronica indicates it was her.
I don't know.
Did you notice how the one guy, he was totally circling kind of around, definitely waiting for the end to like go up and talk
to him? The tall guy was, right?
Yeah, I saw really that obnoxious because I really wanted to like bust ass or something just to like just to send a message like piss off, I hate people behind me.
But you know what? We were really nice. We did not C-block the girls if they were even interested at all.
Well, that's how I felt. Really, it's like nice the guy walked up after we had been talking about like one bit where we bang in the studio or something. That's a bit we throw out there every week.
Yeah, he heard, you know, because when we first sat in that area, I noticed him and we kind of made eye contact a couple of times. So I honestly don't know who he was interested in. But regardless, he was
what I imagine your type to be, right? I mean, he was at least tall.
On point, 100%.
Okay, yeah, he's a tall guy.
His name was Charles.
Yeah, he looked like as white as it gets. I mean, just the whitest effing white dude ever. But whatever, he was tall and clean cut. And he's like, whoa, ho, people are talking about sex. That was kind of his opener.
That was
his
in, yeah.
Yeah, it was clumsy, but whatever.
We had bumped into each other a few times, and yeah, it was just...
I don't know, I guess that's what it's like to be attractive in a bar or something.
And female.
No, well, I never have any bar experiences where anything happens. I just piss away money on beer, drive home drunk, and then wake up with a hangover.
That's awesome.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that's why I hate bars. I never get an ounce of ass out of them.
It's because you're...
I think your mindset.
On the air, you are.
I have a horrible mindset.
You do. And on the air, you're this, you know, charismatic guy, but when you get around other people, you visibly look nervous to talk to people you don't know.
Yeah, I hate
them. And I think you're very just kind of, I don't know, you're a pretty girl. We gotta work on that.
I think I think strangers make you a little nervous.
Yeah.
Strangers do, but there is also a big element of you're
confidence.
Probably gonna bore the piss out of me.
Yeah, but that's part of the territory. I mean, if you're gonna sit there and approach a total stranger,
yeah,
no matter what ends up happening, I mean, most people you're not gonna vibe with anyways. It's gonna happen whether they don't like you or you don't like them. It's just
Here's the thing: you go up to a girl, you say hi. What's the worst thing that she can do?
Throw her drink at your
face.
She
can say no. So move on. Next girl. Law of averages. Seriously. What is the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
She'll say no, not interested.
These are skills I got to work on.
Yes.
Things to develop to be a healthy individual. Instead of staying up till 4 a.m. watching The Searchers and Sunshine Cleaning and then Dirty Harry on Netflix.
Yeah, we got to work on that.
Hey, those are all good movies. Can all stand by those films.
Those are all good to watch on Saturday afternoon before you go out.
Yes.
No. But, okay. So this guy approaches Veronica, and he starts talking, and I was a little confused as to what my role should be once he starts yapping.
You guys were perfect.
Okay, because I felt like, dude, I know you just want to F one of these two chicks, and I don't care to talk to you. Like, I barely can bring myself to talk to a chick with a big rack at a bar. Like, the last thing I want to do is say one effing word to a guy.
Are you saying big boobs?
You were pushing up pretty well last time.
You definitely were showing the twins.
Yeah,
What was I wearing? I had a jacket on. What are you talking about?
You took the jacket off at one point. You did. And I definitely remember the twins were out there.
Really?
You were propping them up pretty well.
Yeah.
What did I wear?
I don't know.
You really think I remember?
Yeah.
I had on a gray shirt that totally.
It was like black shirt, maybe.
I think you're confusing me with Kim.
Oh, she definitely brought the twins out, too.
Yeah, Kim had a good pair going.
Yeah.
But long story short, I just bail and start talking to Joel after like 30 seconds because I felt what I feared I might look like had I stayed in the picture. That was actually handled. That role was filled by he had a short little
short friend, yeah. That I
he
totally
had a short
insulted.
Little like henchman who came along with him who tried to follow.
It's called a wingman.
Yeah, I was just gonna say
he was the worst wingman ever. Though he looked like a sex offender.
Well,
see, you know what? No, he could have been a better wingman because Kim and I were kind of confused as to who the tall one was into because, he and I made eye contact. We kind of bumped and giggled and whatever. So I thought he was kind of into me, but then he was standing next to her and I thought, oh, maybe he's into her. Like, cool, rock on, go Kim, you know?
Well,
so
wingman
sure.
needs to engage one of you
exactly.
so tall
right.
guy can
exactly.
engage the other.
He was not a good wingman.
He just sat there clutching his beer and he was like a short, disheveled little F. Looked like just unshaven.
Dude, you know what I said to him?
What?
He was really, really tiny. We were talking about couches or something, and I was like, oh, my God, I have the perfect couch for you. It's so tiny and small. And Kim just looked at me like, did you seriously Seriously, just say that.
The guy, I mean, like, much as I can at least pipe in here and there with something fun to say, this guy had nothing, and so he just sat there and smiled, and the expression didn't change.
No.
Right?
Yeah, he Charles so definitely nervous. Carried the conversation.
It was like 15 minutes of this guy smiling. He looked like a kid toucher.
Yeah.
It creeped the ass out of me.
I hope they're not listening.
I hope they are, man. We are. Tall dude, your little henchman sucks ass. Get someone else. Get like a short little Mexican guy or something. At least he'll be interesting.
Yeah, if you're the short guy, you gotta have jokes or be witty.
Ah,
or...
story.
Or you have to find.
That was the original title like of the show.
You have to be charismatic enough to know who your boy's going after.
Yes.
Go after the other girl, not so much in terms of intentions of, you know, hooking up with her, but at least keep her attention. That's
yeah.
All you have to do.
And I don't care how you do it. Pull out a stopwatch on a string, and move it in front of her eyes. You know, I pull a rabbit out of your ass. What does it matter? Just do it. And this guy sat there and I think probably put you two a little on edge even. Like he actually blunted his boys game because you're like...
He did. Because neither of us could really move in on the other one.
Am I going to have to mace this guy in the parking lot?
Yeah, he totally... He did messed up.
Well, I heard also their pickup line to get you guys to hang out.
Oh my God!
This is what I was actually going toward. What was the ending? Because, like, once you all were occupied with other people, I was like,
I'm going
to yes,
go home and watch movies
I
now.
Can punch out. I can salvage this night.
And I knew that's what you were thinking.
Yeah, and I watched, like, Taxi Driver on demand for, like, the 30th time or something. You know.
Yeah.
Something healthy.
What were we talking about? What did you hear?
I spoke with Kim earlier in the week, and apparently...
Facebook conversations with Kim.
Yes, Facebook conversations with Kim. And basically, he tried to get you two to come back because he had Jersey Shore, I believe, on his DVR.
We were talking about Jersey Shore, and
so
he said, hey, we should go.
My place.
We should go watch it. I've been on DVR. And I kind of looked at him like, what's your last name? Who are you? No, I'm not going back to your apartment. But
okay, yeah. I wanted to say that is something you would pull on a looser or drunker woman.
Or if you were still in college and they had just recently graduated, it's kind of like dorm talk, you know?
Yeah.
So right. I think that's kind of where they are.
I've got a
are.
Beer pong table. Come on back.
Yeah, I kind of think that's where they are still mentally. They need to.
I like that I'm still there financially, but they're there mentally. Life is fair.
Yeah, it's just not safe. Like, there's absolutely no way I would ever go back to
it. It's very rapey.
Very
rapey.
Yeah.
Hey, I just met you. Let's hang out. By the way, the little guy, he's never said anything. He just smiles all the time.
And my two cents is, shouldn't he have at least made the attempt to get your number, give his number or something if he was really going to make a play on it?
Well, any kind of serious, like, you dig a chick on any real level.
Kim is listening. Hi, Kim.
Hi,
and
Kim.
She just said, laugh out loud, be nice about Charles.
Which one's Charles?
I think
Charles is
the tall one.
The tall, very beautiful one.
Oh, so.
But Kim, if you were to call in, since I did give you the number, I think you'd be in agreement that I'm going to rip your balls off. I swear to God.
I thought Kim should have music. None of us have music.
I just have catchphrases.
Yeah, you got a couple catchphrases. Veronica's got Jack. I've got Jack. Stop staring at me. It creeps the hell out of me. You're like the little guy in the bar. Okay, so Charles and henchmen try to pull you back to the place of Charles?
Yes. I believe they're roommates. I think they share an apartment.
Okay. And you...
And Kim and I just looked and stared. We didn't say anything. We're like, right, is he going to watch the ball games this week? I mean, we're just not – that was not happening.
Okay. And so the night ended with what? Number exchange?
No!
Facebook
and this is the
exchange?
Most bizarre thing. Because...
Oh, I don't think it's that bizarre, but go on.
What?
Well, no, let me hear what happened.
Okay.
Maybe
I am jumping
to judgment.
I just think they're very young. Like, we walked out and – We, you know, it was like, hey, nice meeting you. And they're like, well, we're going this way. And we were like, well, we're heading this way.
Mm-hmm.
Nice talking to you. I don't know.
Yes.
And that's it. No number exchange.
Nope.
Oh, they
I
were
think
just...
he was there last night, though.
They were just looking for ass as a nightcap.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I mean, if you don't get a number, that is like you just
well, they didn't
swing
sack up
the
and
fences.
Ask. They got to sack up and ask if you know that's their intention. But like,
yeah, they didn't put a really big hardcore effort into trying to get us to their place. If that was their attempt, then God, they're going to be lonely
for a long time. Well, if you're rebuffed on the initial come to our place for innocent reason, I mean, what do? You escalate? Like, come to our place, we have vodka and a sex swing?
If you... that might get me there.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's why she's on the show.
I'm kidding. It's a joke. It was a joke. Shut up.
Okay.
No, I don't know. They just seem very young to me.
Is there any way they could have proceeded that would have gotten you and Kim back to their joint?
Absolutely not.
No.
For a smelly foursome that we could have talked about for 6 hours on the air?
She is my cousin. That is gross. Watch your mouth.
I did not imply anyone touched anyone. It's... kind of a disgusting. More of a pass the buck
She's
situation.
She's gonna text instead of calling. This is funny.
Oh, that's real helpful, Kim.
Oh
Thank
my
you.
God, I'm about to pee my pants. I'm laughing so.
Why?
Hard.
Why don't you just like? Why doesn't she just sign language or something while we're at things that in no way translate on air?
I don't know.
Okay, so they did not get a number closed. They didn't do anything. You guys head home. And again, I like.
And I found him on Facebook in like 2.3 seconds.
Oh, you pulled that!
Ooh.
Oh,
I just wanted to check out his page. Turns out he's like 25. That's a no-go for me.
Okay, I mean, I added Kim, but I said at the end of the night, "Hey, it was great meeting you. I'm going to add you despite Veronica." And she just
yeah. Did you see what I put on that?
She laughed and gave me a hug. Yeah, and then when the news came up in our little crawl, John is now friends with Kim. Blah blah blah.
Which gave me permission to add her.
Yeah. Veronica just commented with John and one of the angry face emoticons.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
That was fun.
But, yeah, so, again, I like hearing about normal people and normal things they do. You guys drive home. What is the conversation in that car drive home? Is it about the boys that you met that set your hearts aflutter? That John, he's so funny. No wonder you...
I think I was texting Jay, so I was distracted.
Just juggling D. Just juggling D.
Not even.
Just one D
Dude,
in one
that guy
hand.
Was just a random boy at a bar that we were talking to. He's not anything that I would ever psychoanalyze.
A nut on your cheek.
Oh, my God. A
couple lads betwixt your toes.
Veronica
does
jealous.
Her thing. I'm not that jealous because I'm not into dong. You know? you can do whatever. Getting chicks is a much tougher game overall. So, okay, that's how your night concluded. You drove home.
Mm-hmm.
Kim drew my initials on a notebook with the heart around them.
You can dream.
Yeah, good old Kim.
You couldn't handle Kim. She's too feisty for you.
I
think anybody's too feisty for John.
I actually work right. well in the face of that, though. They get all feisty and crap, and it kind of just washes over and through me. And then they are sapped to their energy and down at my level.
Oh, my God.
Wow, you're like the succubus except the man version.
Yeah, the incubus.
You suck the soul out of pretty good girls.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of tail, I have a question for Veronica and Joel.
Oh, boy.
Bring it.
I've casually been seeing someone for a couple weeks. And ever since we had the weird dating talk, you know, I just said, like, she's like, hey, are we dating? I said, yes, we are dating. Did not say we are dating exclusively. He said we are dating. That confers no exclusivity.
Okay, the fact that you had to acknowledge verbally that you're dating is pathetic.
Yeah, are you in
like you know that you're
she
dating.
Asked,
if you go out on dates, you're dating.
She asked, goddammit, not me.
What is she asking for? Confirmation that you go out together? That's pretty
obvious.
It
was like pillow talk. Well, it's more like we go to movies or something and then we do our thing.
Will you be my boyfriend? Check yes or no.
Okay. We're both.
If you're going to be an adult about it, if you can ask, where are we at? You know, one of those kind of questions.
This was after we had both gotten hours in bed. You know, she's lying there with a, you know, face full of load. And
okay, so you guys were so she was basically establishing you're so disgusting, by the way. So you guys were establishing the fact that you're not just friends with benefits, that you are dating because there's a bit of a romantic inclination here.
Yeah, I guess that's what she was gunning for.
Okay.
All right. But since then, it's been, like I said, I've wanted to talk to this chick at least every other day. Okay. You know,
you
maybe see her once a week. No, and I've heard from a couple people because, you know, if I go a couple days without hearing from this person, I'm like, where the hell are they? At least shoot a text. Not that I shoot them many texts, but...
You know that we do that to you guys on purpose, right?
It's a test.
Fall off,
it's a test.
Face the earth.
It's such a twat move.
What a whatever. We have to do it. If we show interest, then you guys are like, ooh, she's too available. I don't like her.
No, I'm happy
yeah,
if someone's
because you always want what you can't have.
No, no, that's nonsense. That is total nonsense.
No, that is totally the truth.
No.
It's a twat move. No. It's a total head game thing.
Yeah.
And you know what it makes
me do? Congratulations, you make us do it.
It just makes me hook up with other broads. Then I just get pissed. And then I just start flirting with every other piece of tail I know.
There shouldn't be any games. I mean, if you like somebody,
I agree.
Be affectionate with them. You should communicate with them. I'm not saying you need to be all schmoopy and talking every freaking second of every day.
No.
I mean, gosh knows I have a busy schedule. I expect the other person to have a busy schedule, too.
5 to 10 minute call every, you know, if you want to do a 5 minute, you know, 5 minute, hey, what's up? All right, sleep tight. Works for me.
Well, I don't know.
Or a couple texts.
G-chat's more my style. But, I mean.
I think we were supposed to hang out last night. You know, early in the week, she's like, well, I'm going out with friends a couple nights and going to chill with the roomie one night because she just got single, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, I'm free Friday. Well, Friday morning, I get the text. You know, and again, I don't like hanging with many people. I was even happy that I got out of having to hang with her. I got to eat.
Are you serious?
Yeah. What?
You need a shrink, dude. Seriously?
I know. I've been to many. It never pans out. They put me on medication where I can't get an erection, and then I get really depressed.
You want to fall in love with this girl.
I don't want to fall in love with anyone. But
yeah, you do. You stop lying.
Oh, boy.
And then meanwhile, so she canceled on you Friday?
She's like, I get an email or text, I forgot which, early in the morning, stating, hey, get in touch with me. And I realized that had to be something negative.
Why did that have to be something negative?
Because if it were something positive, she'd have conveyed it in the initial email.
Or maybe she just wanted you to call her so you could determine plans for the evening.
Well, maybe he had a read on it and had some sort of expectation.
Thank you. I had a bit of a read. So I'm like, screw you, bitch. I got one on you. And I just don't get in touch with her. So then she hits me up again at about
success.
Yeah, good strategy.
So then I go to the gym and I pass out for a few hours and I wake up and I got a voicemail and she said that she had been sick and she was going to take a nap or something like that. But she wanted to talk to me later because she missed me.
Okay.
All right.
So what's the question?
Well, get to the
girls
point.
Girls do not call you if they don't like you.
Is that it? Am I just reading a little too much into this? Because I've taken all of this pulling away as free license for me to do whatever I want on the side.
Okay, let me put this very bluntly. On a scale of dumbass from 1 to Gilbert Arenas, you're like a notch below it right now. Like, it's pretty bad.
Fine. You know what? I don't like
if
the
you
games.
Are, okay, look. If you are waiting for her constantly to show that she likes you, she's going to think that you're uninterested, and she's going to start to pull back.
Yeah.
Hence, you're initiating the games.
Yeah. That,
thank you.
You screwed
thank
that one
you.
Up.
All right, fine. Well, nothing's too screwed.
No, you can fix it.
Yeah, you can totally fix it. Show her some interest. Show her that you like her. If
as a matter of fact,
like
what
her,
are you doing tonight, dude?
What am I doing tonight?
Yes. You're calling this girl and you're taking her out on a date.
Hell
that's
no, it's
doing.
Football day.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, actually.
The world will crumble if you miss one effing football game.
Oh, this is postseason.
I'm not gonna lie.
Jesus
even I'm not going out until after the Dallas Philly game.
I mean, I could be offered sex with even know what
I'm
celebrity.
I hate football.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hate you too.
Thank you. I love you too.
Jerk.
But bottom line, though, you can easily make plans for after the game.
Yes.
When at like 12, when I'm full of pizza and just want to sleep.
Don't sit there and get
bloated. Do you like her? Do you like her?
Yeah.
If you like her, make plans with her. It's not hard. Don't blow her off for football or because you have to go to the gym or because you don't want to go to the bar because you're trying to watch your weight and you're going to have to drink water at the bar. If you like her, all she wants to do is spend time with you. Invite her to watch the game with you.
That's a good call.
That's all you have to do.
We are
not hard.
We
just want to be with you guys. Why do you make this so effing complicated?
She's busy for the most part. It's like 2 days a week. I can hang with her. If I'm busy those 2 days, especially football.
Kim, I'm going to have an aneurysm. I swear to God.
Why do you keep talking to Kim? She's not
it wouldn't
here.
Be like this if I were dating Kim. Why did you spite me?
Yes,
and not
it would. You would totally screw it up.
No.
Yes, she would. You screw
perfect.
Up everything.
It'd be perfect.
I will kill you.
She'd be on the air and we'd be holding hands right now.
All right, but
and you'd also talk in a falsetto.
All right.
Yeah.
Back to your situation, though.
Uh-huh.
You can easily invite her to come watch the game, or if she's not interested in that or she actually has plans,
well,
see if you can meet her up afterwards, wherever she's at or whatever's going on, you can do something late night. You're not Grandpa Simpson. You don't need to stay, go to bed and watch Matlock or something. Seriously,
yes,
go out. Don't screw this up.
I might pursue after.
Look, I'm going to tell you this.
Okay.
If you're going to pick football, working out, drinking beer, hanging out with your friends, whacking off to taxi cab or taxi driver, whatever the hell
taxi
it's called,
driver.
You're going to lose her.
I wouldn't pick the beer thing over her.
Okay, but he would pick the whacking off and everything else.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
John, I hope you like solitude because I got nothing more for you.
I
got nothing more for you.
Okay, here's the other question. What are you up to tomorrow?
I got XM after the games. Like, I'm booked all day.
Okay, what are you up to? I'm saying like at 10 in the morning or something.
Why? Should I see her?
You could easily do something sweet and take her out to brunch.
But I can swing by her house after the XM shift and possibly get some, too.
You are such a slut, and I don't care if the FCC finds me for that.
You know what? The sad part is that's actually not the worst strategy as long as you spend time with her
and
not ignore her and act like a freaking 12-year-old.
I need, like, coaches for
relationships. Why are you hesitating?
About what?
What are you hesitating? If you like her, why don't you want to spend time with her?
Because I also like the mind games when someone tries to engage me in
that. Oh, did you not just say 10 minutes ago that you don't like games?
I don't until they're introduced.
You're saying that you're doing it. No. You're
I am very game free until they're introduced to the situation, at which point
your actions totally lose sight.
And I get into a total pissing contest about who's going to win the games.
Fail.
Oh, epic. Epic fail.
Fine.
No. Don't. Okay. No offense, Veronica. Just because women are going to play games does not mean you need to stoop to their level. I'm sorry. There's no reason to do it. Be a man. Use that man card. Don't stoop to anyone's level and play games.
Okay. Fine.
Okay, you got to understand something. The only reason that we respond with the games is because shit like that is what starts them.
And you know what? I fully agree with you.
Thank you.
This is why you don't
play
games.
You need to decide if you like her.
I do.
If you like her, you need to put an effort into hanging out with her.
Okay, look. If you start playing games with her, and here's the bottom line. Women, as a whole, I'm sorry, are crazy. And if you think the games you're playing are messing with her, imagine what she's going to do to you.
Dude, I can't agree with you more. She will want to make you bleed.
Trust me. At the end of the day, there's only one game. There's only one trump card a chick can pull. Oh, I effed someone else. And they can fake a pregnancy. Those are their two trumps. That's it. So you just have to chill until they get back on the rag.
Okay, the fact
and you know
that
you're
you would ever
one.
Date a girl who would ever fake a pregnancy, just I'm
that's
I'm
it.
So dumb
you know
with
what?
This conversation.
You're reaching. You're reaching,
I can't
by the
help
way.
You.
That's
you're,
it. Yeah. I'm late and I blew your buddy.
You're reaching on the trump cards, though. You're really reaching.
Well, those are the two big guns, right? Do they
but
have anything else?
It shouldn't even matter. If you're actually dating somebody that you care about and you're hoping to become, you know, some sort of relationship, something that involves,
yeah,
that's really not going to be a part of the equation unless the girl is a total piece of trash.
Well,
it shouldn't even factor into your mind.
You've never had those pulled on you.
I've had girls cheat on me. But it's not something that I let factor into my mind every time I meet a new girl. Like, oh, here we go again. I'm going to be cheated on again. No.
See, I don't know if I've ever straight – never to my knowledge have I been cheated on. I just figure everyone does it because I typically do it.
Yes, because you have a penis.
You need to go to –
and that's what most of you do.
You need to go to remedial
no
school.
Offense,
I've never cheated. Thank you.
Well, you're a better man than I.
Nah.
I tend to by the end of the day because all that happens is they get weird on me and I go, you know what? Here's what I do to you. Bam. And I nail someone.
Sack up and actually break up with them. It's not hard. I mean, it is, but it's not.
He's checking his phone more than I ever check mine.
That's because it keeps
just saying
flashing and I keep thinking I have a text.
Because all your friends are listening and texting in.
I don't know.
They should be calling 703-560-TALK so I can scream at them for interrupting the flow of this magic right here. All this awesome.
You need to go to what's that VH1 show with that one guy mystery and the whole dating thing or other?
Oh, The Pickup Artist.
Yeah, you need to go to a school that's like a combo of that and what's the new show with the females who like stink at dating and there's the one host that like, I don't know, yells at them?
The whore hole. I don't know.
You need to go to like a school that's like a combo of those two shows.
Yeah, there's a lot wrong upstairs. Yep. At the end of the day.
You've got some issues.
Yeah, I do. I don't know where they came from, but they're there. They are there.
Yeah, that's a good depressing note.
All right. Now, to cheer things up, let's talk about Artie Lang trying to kill himself.
Yes.
Who is this again?
Artie Lang is a... I don't know if I'm envious of his station in life overall. Would you trade places with Artie Lang? He's a big, fat guy. He's riddled with addictions. He's into coke and heroin. But he's...
Wow, that sounds like totally somebody you want to switch lives with.
He's a successful comedian. He's been in movies. He goes to, you know, Caroline's and does a three-day set, and he makes 75K, and he's got countless chicks that would just F him because he's on Stern all the time.
That's disgusting.
It's actually true, though. And here's the thing. This is a guy who has it all in terms of...
Success.
Career success,
yeah.
Money.
Not looks. He's not.
Obviously not if he's trying
you know
to
what, though?
Himself.
If he dropped the weight, he'd probably
he'd
be
decent. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is he has all this opportunity and money and career success, and he's just pissing it down the toilet.
Yeah.
So if I could switch lives with him using my own brain and not
his. Oh, yeah,
his,
because you'd fix up the ship in like 2 seconds.
Right.
You'd lose the weight, and you wouldn't be into smack all
right.
the damn time.
Right.
And you'd bang a few hot chicks, and you'd be rich.
Exactly.
And you'd be happy, and then you'd stop being funny.
It is what it is.
Once
perhaps
all the neuroses were gone.
I could be like Eddie Murphy.
yeah, Eddie, who banged everything and was still pretty funny for a while, but then it just imploded, and now he's doing Dr. Dolittle 6 million times.
Oh, God.
God, poor Eddie. What happened there?
I loved Coming to America.
Oh,
that was his last like good movie. I loved Coming, movie. Too, man.
That was his
I
last
loved
one.
Coming.
I'm sure you do.
I just caught, me letting that slip. All right.
That's funny. I like it raw. And delirious.
All
right, I'm done.
Thank you.
All right, but yeah, I feel bad for the guy. He's attempted suicide before. He tried to OD maybe 6-7 years ago, or 10-ish. He gets on Stern, gets into heroin, and he's been single for a while. He had been seeing someone, but he just couldn't make it work relationship-wise.
Well, imagine why.
Waiting for one of you guys to say something funny here.
Well, I mean, I don't know a whole lot about him. I know some basics. I listened to Stern before he went on Sirius.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I listen to him regularly, but I at least know who Artie Lang is. And I'd see him occasionally on Mad and various movies, and which is why I really can't think. I'm surprised I can't think of any movie he's been in. But I've
Dirty
seen
Work. Him. Beer League.
Yes. Dirty Work. I remember him in Dirty Work. He was good in that.
Yeah.
But did you see about how he tried to kill himself?
He just knifed his fat gut.
But
ew, seriously?
No, yeah. No. It's even worse than that.
Really?
He was so scared about doing it, he only got it in a little bit with like the first like
6 out of the 9, yeah.
Something like that. And then finally he took 2 or 3
like good whacks.
Real good stabs at it. He's laying there on the ground trying to bleed to death, and he can't even succeed at that for whatever reason.
Well, yeah.
And I think it's his mom found them or something.
Yeah, his mom comes by to bring him food because that's really what Artie Lang needs. And she finds him. Oh, we gotta call her. Son of a bitch.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
Call her.
Yes, is the young lady on your show as beautiful as she sounds?
She is indeed, sir.
And then some.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So don't be bashful. Say hi.
I'm not.
No, okay. Say hi to Veronica.
Good day to you, Miss Veronica.
Hello.
And, Veronica, would you do the caller a favor and get in front of the webcam a little?
Absolutely not. I'm in my pajamas.
I'll scoot over.
No. Nope.
Come on. Show
did
off.
You, did you have a bad night, Miss Veronica?
I had a long night.
Oh.
It was a good night.
Ooh.
Really?
Oh, that explains a lot. Never mind.
Oh, my God. Don't even.
Whatever. You put
a
it out
a long
there.
Night is a good night.
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
It's better than good.
All right. Well, caller, what's your name?
Thank you.
I guess we weren't to run that through any sex offender registries. All right.
Well, alrighty then.
I love it when we get a listener like that.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a good caller.
Yeah. Anyone else who wants
love making me cry.
Anyone else who wants to call in to get Veronica in front of that webcam
or make her blush?
Yeah.
I'm not blushing.
703-560-TALK.
I was hoping you would.
703-560-8255 to get her shaking it on the cam.
You know what? We need to play the music for Getting Up for Veronica.
Lord.
There you
Please
go.
Don't.
What's up, Veronica?
Hey.
So tell us about last night.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want to know.
Now we've got something better to talk about than fat Artie found by his mom. Anyhow, get better, Artie. I love you, and I'm envious of you, even though you're a gelatinous, heroin-addicted blob. I still would trade places with you in a heartbeat. I would sell my soul for success, pretty much. Okay, Veronica, what was your night?
I just went to Jackson's.
How long were you at Jackson's? How long did you take to get home? Who'd you leave with?
Did not leave with anybody. I behaved last night. Let's see.
When's the last time you didn't behave, by the way?
I always behave.
I want to know when's the last time you got the dust knocked off that
thing. I am not answering that.
Come on. Are you kidding me?
Come on.
You're really not going to answer that. I just want to know what kind of grumpy Gus I'm dealing with here.
Okay, hang on. We need to rephrase these questions.
Okay.
So you said you had a long night, correct? Pretty much,
I
yes.
Guess, yeah.
Okay. Was the long night because you were just out drinking for a while?
Yeah.
Okay. Once you left Jackson's, did you go hang out with friends or do something else social?
No, I went home.
You went home. So it was a long night, meaning you probably went home around last call.
I guess.
Okay. But you didn't do anything so. That's interesting. I figured a long night and, you know, you're in pajamas. It's like, oh, maybe she spent the night somewhere.
That was a little meandering.
No.
Hold on.
Do we have to answer it?
Let the master interrogator handle this.
No. I think we should take the caller here first.
Oh, you sons of bitches.
Hey, the last one was good. I'm slightly optimistic now.
Oh, we'll never 2 for 2.
I know.
All right, caller. Crying baby in the background. What's up, caller?
Hello.
Oh, hey, what's up? Hello?
Hello?
Told you, Jill. Told you.
Hello?
You will never go 2 for 2 on these callers.
Well, who is it?
I don't know. She has a screaming baby in the background.
I think it's Kim, but it sounds like something's up with her phone.
Oh, son of a bitch. It better not be some ex to spite me. Okay.
You know what? I hope that was Kim and she calls back.
No, because the phone's not going to work again. We're going to go 1 for 3.
All right. My optimism shots now, too.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got NFL, we've got Russell Brand and Katy Perry, and you guys can bring something to the table, because otherwise I'm going with one of those two.
I'm okay with Russell Brand and Katy Perry for now.
We already talked about them. Do we really need to say anything else about
them? Take 30 seconds. I kind of want to do her, even though I find her really obnoxious, and she's got a cat named Kitty Perry. That's all I got. It's true.
She is hot. I have to give you that.
Yeah, although she's one of those lighter-haired chicks who dyes the hair, like, black, which I kind of find
crappy. You actually seen her with lighter hair? Because I never
have.
Do
you not like that?
Yeah.
I used to do that, and I hated it because...
I remember.
You had black hair?
She did for a time.
Oh, God, yeah. I tried calling it. It didn't work. It was Kim. Oh, God, yeah.
I'm, like, staring at you trying to picture you with black hair.
Always weird because
check out
they're
my
so
Facebook
fair.
Pictures.
Yeah, you'll see pictures. All right, it's Kim again.
I prefer it being dark.
Is it Kim again?
Kim!
Kimberly.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear us?
Hey, it's Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Good afternoon.
I heard you talk
earlier and I like couldn't hear anything. And then and then I hung up. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Do you hear your theme music playing?
I can barely hear you. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, I can...
Hello?
Can you hear me more?
Yeah, I can hear you just a little bit. But
okay.
I had to call because I was laughing so hard about... I could hear Veronica blushing through the phone when that caller called. I was like, oh my God, she's being so quiet. Who is this girl?
She actually managed not to blush. I was surprised.
She was
embarrassed.
Holding her own, defending your honor and everything.
She was being way too quiet.
So,
because what do you say to that?
All I can say is we're looking at the last 7 minutes of our show as I try to talk to Kim here.
I know, I was like, oh, I'm too embarrassed to call, but I was like, I was laughing so hard. I was like, I gotta call.
So, tell me about Charles and the short gentleman that entertained your cousin and yourself after Joel and I punched out. After the, you know, the highlights of the night left and you were left with those dregs, how did things go?
I don't know. During it, he was really nice. But his friend, the little guy, Don, that was his name.
Yeah.
Don?
He was really nice. He was pretty funny. And then Veronica called him out on how little he was. Did Veronica tell you that story?
She said, yeah,
I've
got a nice, like, kitty bed you could sleep in.
Yeah, she was making fun of his, like, how little he is. And I my mouth dropped. I couldn't believe it. And then he tried to pick on her, but
yeah, it didn't
work. Didn't really work as
He's
well.
A short
no.
man. It totally didn't work.
No, it didn't.
It's better than him, like,
They were really nice guys. They were, like, good to have a conversation with. And then the whole Jersey Shore thing came up, and Veronica and I were just like, nope.
Were you made uncomfortable by that? Or was it like, these are nice guys, I could see something happening with Charles in charge? Or was it, these are nice guys, I will never talk to you again, especially you, Thumbelina, piss off.
No, they were really nice to talk to, like, that night, but, like, that's it. Like, I wouldn't have ever asked them for their number.
Is that like a girl's faggy version of a one-night stand? Like, oh, I talked to him at the bar, nothing will ever come.
I think that happens so often to girls that I don't think they really think anything of it, though.
Yeah. And it's like they probably went home like, oh, God, that was so awesome. We talked to those chicks and made them laugh.
Oh,
and...
God, that's funny. That would be really funny. I thought Charles was really cute. I would have talked to him again. Like,
yeah, he looked like Bradley Cooper. Of course he was cute.
Thank you for that, Kimberly.
I've been, like, looking at him thinking of Bradley Cooper. And
yeah, after you said the Bradley Cooper thing, I was like, can we go back and
It's so mind-blowing to me that women are actually, like, that innocent when it comes to social situations. Like, you're just happy talking, and that's, like, what crossed your mind.
They're like the deer in the meadow.
Yeah, like, I thought
what
you were
what are we supposed to think?
I thought you were a little more cutthroat than that.
Drag him home and make him cry? Like, come on.
It's like, if I'm talking to a girl at a bar other than Kim and Veronica, it's
you're
all...
You're trying to get laid.
It's like T-A-T-A, A-T-A-T.
Seriously, though? That's your
I want to see how funny someone is, like, if they can bust balls back with me, and if they're really stupid, I'll stop talking, like, immediately. Like, I just want to see you're intelligent, and I'm probably talking to you just because I find you attractive already.
You want to take me home.
That's yeah. Nice. Like, that's the weeding out process. If I'm talking to you, you're hot, and if I keep talking to you, you're fun to talk to, and I get along with you.
And based on this weeding out process, how many girls have you managed to, like, hook up with and take home from a bar?
What are we? From bars, none, man. Like, everyone I screw is, like,
You need to reevaluate the weeding out process of the bar, sir.
Yeah.
I will only take a guy home from a bar that I met when I know he, like, when he's...
When he paid for the drinks.
No.
Okay.
They always pay for the drinks.
Oh.
No, if he's hot, but he's kind of dun-dun-dun in the brain, like, I'll take him home and, you know, one night stand. Well, I would have in the past.
Whoa,
but,
what's Kim? Kim.
But it's not like,
Well, I already know all of Veronica's secrets.
She does. Okay. She does, you little skank.
I do. I really do.
Okay, I'm going to tell you how Kim knows all my secrets.
She's taped them all.
Because this is a funny story. No. You know, back when MySpace was super cool, you know, a few years ago, and those quizzes were sent around? Well, Kim sent me a quiz, and it's like, find out your best position and better. Something stupid
like
that.
Your sex IQ or exactly. Something
exactly.
Like
and
that.
I was like, okay, I'll play. This is dumb. I've got nothing else to do. So I'm answering these
Veronica
questions.
And Veronica was Einstein.
Shut up. No. So I'm answering these questions and I'm thinking, wow, this is kind of personal. Enough fun to like fill this in. This is kind of crazy. And I'm like, oh, what the hell? I'll just send it, you know? So I hit submit. And this little, like, joker popped up on the screen. Ha, ha, ha. All your answers were just sent to Kimmy Vansky. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. That's how I learned one of my first girlfriends lost her cherry to someone else.
That's
I did one of those surveys back in the day, too.
Oh, ouch.
I was traumatized for weeks.
That would be That's what you get for trying to trick somebody.
Yeah. No, I could see you getting your girlfriends to fill that out, and it comes back like, I love black dudes 3 at a time.
You're like, well, I remember Kimberly being scandalized because you were, what, like 16 when we did this? I mean, you were freaked out. You were like, oh, my God, I can't believe you like that.
I stopped reading it halfway through because I was like, ew, okay, too much, no.
She's drawing the little ASCII penis, like number 8 equals, capital D. tilde, smiley face. All right, Kim, so you had a good time with everyone, and you have fallen in love with all members of the show.
Yes, I have. I have to say, now your show, like, every Saturday is going to be my small guilty pleasure.
There we go. Why does that have to be small?
Why does that have to be guilty?
Yeah.
It's too funny. No, I had fun that night.
I'm glad. Glad you had fun.
I'm glad, too.
And I was the highlight of the night. What?
Yes, you and your beard.
I can see my beard. I'm trying to twiddle the sides of the mustache. Like
he's like picking at his face and like twisting the little small strands of his beard.
Yeah, I know. Trying to pull it like an old prospector, but yeah, it just looks like I'm picking at an ingrown hair or something.
Oh my gosh, funny.
All right, Kim. Well, we will cut you loose, but feel free to call back anytime and post on our Facebooks and otherwise adore us?
Yes.
All right. Sounds good. We'll do.
All right. Take it easy.
All right. You too. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, Kim.
Bye, Kim. I love you, Kim. Bye, Kim.
Hey, I gave you my reason why I fell in love with her.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
We got a couple minutes left?
No, we're pretty fit to punch out. I mean,
no football? Dang. Because you're not going to have me for 2 weeks.
What?
I've already told you this. I'm out of town next week, sir.
Where the hell are you going?
I'll be in Newport News and Norfolk and Portsmouth on the In Papa's Basement radio tour.
Thanks. 2 weeks you're going?
No, just next weekend.
What, am I that bad alone? God.
No, I just, it's like a food chain we got going. Things become unbalanced.
This is true, actually. When you weren't here, it was definitely guy-centric.
You leave, and next thing you know, it's a horse eating a cat to stay alive.
Well, when it was me and you, it was basically all, like, sports and guy stuff. And
yeah.
Did you see the tits on that one?
Yeah.
God bless him.
Lord.
All right. Well, we need to punch out. I see the barbarians at the gate. The next show coming in. It is Night Train Memories, is it? Yeah, it's Night Train Memories still.
With the Squire.
With the incomparable Squire. Yeah, the only other show I listen to on the station, because I come home and I flip it on and I had it tuned to, you know, tuned to us, and I'll listen to a good chunk of Squire.
Nice.
So, yeah, keep your ears open for Squire coming up next. And for the gang, for Mr. Joel.
Thank you, and I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Oh, son of a bitch. And for Veronica.
See you next week.
I thought you were busy texting. I didn't know you'd catch your cue.
No.
All right, and for John.
Oh, my God, yeah, you bet. No.
And I'm John Pop Giorgio, and we're checking out. This was In Papa's Basement. Listen next week, www.fcac.org, and archives at inpapasbasement.com. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
I want to say something to you. I don't give a fuck about you. But I'm glad you came. I hope you had a good time. Listen, it's been fun. Thank you very much. Good night.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.